So is the glorious teaching. But the teaching is not complete. It goes. Yajnavalkya's instructions to Sage Janaka unravel mysteries after mysteries. On an occasion, when Yajnavalkya met Janaka, he thought that he would not speak. He would keep quiet. I have spoken enough. And it is said that there was a time when there was a discussion between Janaka and Yajnavalkya and other sages on the subject of the worship of Vaishvanara as a universal fire worship, Agnihotra, which is described in a detail in Chandogya Upanishad. Janaka is well versed in this art. He is a meditator on the Vaishvanara. And every question that was posed before Janaka was answered by him promptly, then and there. And Yajnavalkya was highly pleased with the knowledge of Janaka and said, ask for a boon. Then Janaka said, may I be permitted to ask questions whenever I please, whenever I want to ask. That is all the boon he asked for. I should be permitted to question whenever it is my pleasure. And so, Janaka was blessed with Kama Prashna. It means to say, the freedom to ask questions whenever questions occur to his mind. So it happened in this manner. Janakam ha vaideham yajnavalkyo jagama samene navadisha iti janakascha vaideho yajnavalkyascha agnihotre samudate tasmehi yajnavalkyo varam dadau saha kama prasname vavure tam hasne asne dadau tam samradeva puram paprachaya. Because of the boon that he received from Sage Yajnavalkya, that he can ask questions, Janaka asked a question. Here is the beginning of an important philosophy. What is the light which illumines this person? In this human being, what is the light which illumines itself and illumines others? What is the power depending on which the person works? Ultimately, it is a sort of illumination, an awakening, and knowledge which can be regarded as the light. Now, what is this light? How do you work in this world? With the capacity of what? What is the aid that you have in this world in order that you perform your functions? Yajnavalkya kim jyotirayam purusha. Well, Yajnavalkya said, the simple answer to this question as to what is the light with the help of which people work in this world, sun is the source of all light, he said. He gave an immediately open, simple answer. It is due to the light of the sun that people perform actions in this world. If the light of the sun were not to be there, activity would be impossible. So your question is answered. What is the light with which people act in this world, perform their functions here? The light of the sun is the answer. Aditya jyotihi samraditi ho vacha. Adityaneva jyotisha aste palyate karma gurudeya palyati tiyavameva tadyajnavalkya. It is due to the existence of the light of the sun that people move about, perform their activities and appear to be contented. But when the sun sets, the light of the sun is not there. What is the light with the help of which people perform their functions? That is another question which followed the answer which Yajnavalkya gave. அஸ்தமித ஆதித்ய யாஜ்ஞவல்க்யா கிம் ஜோதிரேவாயம் புருஷைதி. When the sun sets and there is darkness everywhere due to the setting of the sun, what is the light with the help of which people act? Then Yajnavalkya said, the moonlight is the only support for them. When the sun is not there, the moon is there. With the help of moonlight, people may work. Chandrama eva asya jyotir bhavati iti chandramasa eva ayam jyotira aste palyete karma gurute vipalyeti tevamaiva idadhyajnavalkya. All actions are performed by the moonlight if sunlight is not there. But if moonlight is not there, sunlight also is not there, what is the light with the help of which you will work? That is the third question. Astamita aditya yajnavalkya chandramasya astamite kim jyotirevayam purushaiti agni revasya. Fire is the light. You burn fire if there is no sun and no moon. And with the light and the warmth of the fire that you burn, you may be comforted and you may do your work. But if fire also is not there, what is the support? Sun has gone, moon has gone, fire also is not burning for some reason. Then what is your light and what is your support? How would you sustain yourself and do your duties? Astamita aditya yajnavalkya chandramasi astamite shante agno kim jyotirevayam purushaiti. When everything goes and no light is there at all, no torch or not even stars twinkling in the sky, everything is pitch darkness, how do you communicate with people? How do you know where what is? By sound and by speech. Who is there? Are you here? I cannot see anything. Everything is dark. People start saying when all lights are off. Then somebody says, I am here, it is this, it is that. Then by the sound of the speech of the person, you locate where what is. So Yajnavalkya says, when sun sets and moon is not there and fire does not burn, well, by sounds and by speech, people communicate their ideas with one another, and merely by speech they can work if everything fails. But suppose there is nobody around you and nobody speaks, no sound is coming forth, then how will you act? There is nobody around you, no sound comes. There is no gesture of any kind externally. You cannot locate anything. Everything is dark. Sun has gone, moon has gone, fire does not burn. What is the light? What will you do at that time? Your own self is the light. There is nothing else afterwards. You guide yourself by yourself. You have a sense in you. You may call it a sixth sense, as people generally call it. Apart from the five senses, we have a sixth sense in us, by which we act when everything fails. It is a kind of inward illumination which begins to reveal itself when everything else fails as support. That light is our own self. Why is it that we should wait for the time of everything going and only then should the light within manifest itself to guide us? Is it necessary for the sun to go, moon to go, fire to go, etc., in order that we may know that we have light within and that we can be light to our own selves? When there are external temptations and stimulations from outward sources, the light within gets attached to these stimulants from outside. It may be sunlight, it may be any object of sense. Ourselves get absorbed in the objects outside and become totally dependent on externals. We appear to have some sort of an independence and a capacity to exist only when everything fails. Otherwise, we feel that we require many appurtenances to sustain us from outside. We require a bungalow, we require many other facilities to exist. We require friends and servants. We require food and water. We require bed. Everything we need. Without these things, we cannot live. But if nothing of this kind is there, still we will exist. And that capacity to exist when everything goes reveals itself only when everything goes, not before. Because of the dependence and the hope that the self pins upon the objects of sense outside due to their presence. That you have a light of your own and that you have a worth of your own, that you have a status of your own, you cannot realize as long as you are dependent on things outside. We look like nobodies as long as we are just one in the crowd. But we are really not merely one in the crowd. We have a status of our own. But that status never is known to us due to dependence, a habit of hanging on something else which we have cultivated right from childhood. We have been brought up in an atmosphere of dependence. Always we are depending on somebody, on parents, on teachers, on society, on bosses and money and wealth, all sorts of things are there on which we hang for our support. But there can be circumstances when we can be deprived of all supports. And when we are deprived of every kind of assistance, the self that we are, the strength that we are, the status that we have, that comes to relief and begins to act. It is impossible to imagine what that light is and what that strength is. We have got a magazine of power within us, as they say. We are a mine of strength. We are not poor weaklings as we appear. But we look so on account of certain defects of personality. One of the defects is the habit of depending on things. The other defect is intense desire for objects of sense. Every desire draws energy from the body and the pranas and the senses and the mind and pours our energy upon the objects which we are contemplating in our mind. We get depleted of all strength due to contemplation of objects. And secondly, there is also the inward feeling that we cannot exist without these objects. So for these reasons, the light within gets stifled and smothered, and it is not seen. It is like a light inside a bushel, as they say, and its existence itself is not discovered. Atme vasya jyotir bhavati shante agno ityadi. Jyotir bhavati iti atma neiva ayam jyotisha aste palyayate karma kurute vipalyayati. You depend on your own self when everything goes. This is what Yajnavalkya says. Your self is your light, your self is your knowledge, and your self is your strength. Your self is your sustenance. There is nothing except yourself when everything fails. But what is this self? You are telling us that the self is the ultimate support, light, strength, etc. What do you mean by this self? Katama Atma is the question. Katama Atmeti Yoyam Vijnanamaya Pranid Hudyantar Jyoti Purusha. If you ask me, what is this Atma? Which is your light and which is your support and which is your power? It is that which twinkles through your reason and understanding and intellect. It does not fully manifest itself in you under ordinary conditions. It peeps through the aperture of your intellect. And you can infer the existence of this light through the activities of the understanding. You cannot directly perceive it, you can only infer its being. It cannot be perceived because it is the self that perceives. It is the seer and therefore it cannot be seen, we have already been told. And it cannot be therefore contacted by any ordinary means. But it can be inferred if the light of the intellect is to be regarded as an essential property of the intellect only. How is it that we seem to be full and complete in every respect in the state of sleep when the intellect does not act? How is it possible for us to be so refreshed and so happy in a condition where the means that we employ, called the intellect for purposes of satisfaction, does not operate? What is it that we employ in waking state for the purpose of gaining our desired ends? The means that we employ is the intellect. It is the ruling principle in our waking life. When that ruling guide, the great factor of dependence, our reason itself fails in sleep, naturally everything should get abolished. But that does not happen to be the case. We do not get up from sleep with a sense of weariness, fatigue, exhaustion and sorrow. On the other hand, we wake up with sorrow into the consciousness of the world outside. It is the world outside that causes sorrow to us, not the state of absence of consciousness of the world outside. It is impossible that the sleep condition can be an abolition of all values. And therefore, it must be a false belief which takes for granted that values are only in the waking world. It is a futile attempt on the part of people to run after things in the waking life under the impression that values are deposited in the objects of sense outside. It is the impossibility to gain what we seek in waking life that drives us back to our own self in sleep. Every day we are tired by the search for that which we cannot get in the world of objects. Every day we are experimenting with different objects of sense and trying to see if we can discover in that object that which we really want. The whole of the life of a human being is nothing but an experiment with things for the purpose of discovering whether what is required is there or not. But the experiment always fails. The days that we pass weary our senses, wear out our energies, and then we go back to our own home, as it were, which is the state of sleep. Just as people go to factory and office and get tired of work and go back to their houses in the evening, so as it were, the self wanders in this desert of samsara, in the world outside, searching for a little water to drink and cannot find it there, goes back to its mother in the state of sleep and says, I have found nothing there, I have come back. And the mother embraces, the great father embraces you, and the real source of friendship and affection, all vitality, energy and support, that becomes your real friend in the state of sleep. How can you regard it as a state of unconsciousness? How can it be inert as it is generally taken to be? If it is not inert, if it is consciousness, naturally it should be a wider source of that consciousness than what we discover in the little modicum of its expression in the form of this intellect. This Atman is manifest partially in the intellect, Vijnanamaya, and in the senses, the eyes, ears, etc. It is the activity of the self that is responsible for the activity of the senses. It is the energy of the Atman that is ultimately responsible for the working of all the faculties, intellect included. Vijnanamaya praneshu. Hridyantar jyotih purusha sah samana sannubhav lokavanu sancharati vidhyayativa lelayativa sahi svapno bhutva imam lokam adhikramati mrityo rupani. Fatigued with all things that one sees in the waking world, fed up with all the search that one makes in the waking life, one goes back to the other world, as it were, where the roots of being are to be discovered and contacted. The self, wandering in the world of samsara in the waking life, which are veritable forms of death, goes back to the state of dream, where it hopes to be free from the trammels of sense. The Upanishad says here, Mrityo Rupani. The things that you see in waking life are forms of death. They are there like devils to devour you. They are not your supports. The senses mistake the objects for supports or sustenances. They are destroyers because they sap the energy of the senses. They draw the strength of the personality and make you empty as it were of all that you regard as yourself, and you go nothing from this world. Inasmuch as the objects outside draw away the strength of the person and they become responsible for the rebirth of the individual, they are called forms of death only. Mrityo Rupani. Transcending this world of death, which is waking life, the individual self, with the instrument which is the mind, goes to the world of dream and then passes on to the state of deep sleep. This is the daily routine of the human personality, but due to some mysterious obstruction which prevents the recognition of oneself in deep sleep, there is a return of the mind once again to the waking life. And there is once again the repetition of the same old, old routine of getting fatigued with the objects of sense due to not finding what one sees there. And there is a going back to the state of sleep. But not discovering consciously what the state of deep sleep is, there is a return once again to the waking condition. This cycle continues, and this is samsara chakra, the wheel of earthly existence. Hari Om Tat Sat.